very well go against things you have been taught and perhaps believed all your life. Prepare yourself for the evidence which will follow.
GSF 90.1 FM broadcasting live from the top of Burnaby Mountain.
Thursday night, 9 to 10 p.m.
Tennessee. Schiffen.
Tuning here to CJSF 90.1 FM. I'm your host, Johnny Bones. You're listening to Rad Radio. We just kicked in the program with the one, the only, the man, the myth, the legend, the infamous Joe Strummer with Get Down Moses off of my favorite record, Streetcore, with his band, the Mescaleros. We play that because today is Joe Strummer's birthday. Rest in power, my friend. But that is not the reason why we are here. No. We are here today because our good friends in Die Job have a brand new EP out called Hazards of Occupation, and we have it. It's here. You can get it in the flesh. You can buy it on cassette.
Tapes are back, kids.
It's a whole thing, man. The 90s are alive.
It's so true.
In Vancouver. I'm joined here with Cyrus and the one and only Jesse Death. Boys, how are you doing?
Dude.
Fucking A, man.
I think I can speak for both of us when I say we are in a grand mood being back here in the raddest studio that exists.
It's a studio, that is for sure.
But it's the home of rad. The rad emanates throughout this place. I haven't been here. I was thinking about this. It's been years since I've been here. The last time, I think I only did Rad Radio once.
Yeah, you always have to send in your ringers with that shit, man. I thought we were friends.
That's true. Dude, I mean, like, us being homies for this long, the fact that the last time I was here, I had hair down to my tits.
Yeah, you still wear a bandana a lot, which you are wearing.
Hey, it's a throwback, man. I'm keeping the dream alive
here, dude.
Yeah. I remember us being on radio and complaining a lot about the leering threat of fascism. And thankfully, I'm happy to report that it seems like it's not going in that direction anymore. All the problems have solved themselves.
Oh, yeah, we're doing great. Yeah.
So now we can just talk about fun things, starting with, so how's your health been, Johnny?
Oh, yeah, great. We're doing good.
It's also great.
It's as good as American politics.
Also 5 out of 5?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, there's no problems at all.
Zero notes.
Yeah.
Bravo.
What could get better? Funny thing about that, it actually leads to a segue that I wasn't planning on, but it works out well. So you haven't been up here in ages. I was listening to some music the other day of a band that I really like and I miss a lot called Cobra Skulls that were out of Arizona, I believe, or maybe Phoenix, Arizona, I'm pretty sure. Mm-hmm. They're from the desert. And they had a song off of their album, Bringing the War Home, that came out in 2011. The track I'm going to play that I have queued up is called Ice in the Night, and it's about ice agents abducting people from their homes in the night. It seems prescient. So this goes out to all of our friends in D.C. or just anywhere.
Absolutely,
anywhere, man. South of the border. This is Cobra Skulls. You're listening to CJSF 90.1. We'll be right back.
Still hanging, we're still rocking, we're still rolling.
Hell yeah, man. We're pretty fucking hyped about the album. I think, you know, the sweet thing about the show that we did the other day was having ATD play. We did the album release.
The mighty ATD.
And ATD, the long dormant but always loved ATD, got to rip it up. It was rad.
We brought them out of retirement.
Yeah. They're still a band?
They are.
Yeah, the 90s really are still alive.
Okay, now, when I told you to vap for a second, it's good that you guys are professionals and are talking about your band. I meant just kill time because, like everything here in the studio, our second turntable is broken. So pretend like I had a really smooth segue, like I've been doing this show for a million years and it goes like butter. And then we'll come back and talk about the release show and the new album.
Well, a total disaster happened that made me think of my band, so that's why I started talking about it.
There you go. We'll be back in a minute with that job. Here, listen to Cobra Skulls.
Jackson.
Fascist rock from the one and only Cobra Skulls, a song that was written 14 years ago and somehow seems like it was written yesterday. Madness to me. That doesn't matter though. What matters is that I am here with the one, the only Die Job. They have a brand new EP out, long awaited, entitled Hazards of Occupation. I'm joined by Cyrus and Jesse Death. Boys, tell me about the release show.
Well, the release show was badass. I want to start by saying we are also an anti-fascist punk rock band. We'll probably keep a lot of these songs rolling the whole goddamn time. You know, we play Unity music. We call it fight music. We'll get to that a little bit later. But in the city, in the Vancouver area, so many good bands. You know, Rad Radio has always kept that alive so hard. So last week was just a really rad celebration. Just all of our closest friends coming out and finding time to actually let loose and not forget about the problems of the world, but actually have some catharsis and actually have some community and kind of cope together. So, yeah, it was rowdy as hell. Just a lot of people pushing each other around, but because we had a lot to let out these days, man, a lot on our minds.
Yeah, that's the weird dichotomy of punk rock. When life gets bad, the music gets real good, you know?
My God, that's the way she goes, man. And let's just say the music is real good right now.
Yeah, it's getting pretty yeah. awesome.
It's getting real nice.
You got to look at the bright side of
oh,
things, right?
Oh, yeah. Every day. What do you think, Jesse Death?
Well,
how was the show?
I mean, we had the Disorderlies up from Seattle.
Yeah, I haven't seen those guys yet.
Oh,
so.
No, they're rad. They're super rad. We've been trying to get them for a little while, and I guess they want to start doing more shows up north. So anyone that's booking shows, like, reach out to the Disorderlies. They fucking crush.
Good to know. So what's the genre? I haven't checked them out yet at all.
Like, you know, kind of melodic punk.
Okay.
You know,
it's like
I would
power
like,
pop
power,
meets.
Power pop. Not
fast,
quite.
Skatey kind of yeah. stuff. But their lyrics are really intelligent. One of my favorite things to keep on shouting out Disorderlies, they have a track, and the two kind of front people in the band, they go back and forth, and the bassist plays this pig-headed, unaware character,
yeah, yeah.
this, like, sexist character that's just kind of like, oh, wow, like, cool, like, are you dating a member of the band? And then she's such a powerhouse. She's just kind of like, I'm in the band, man. And then yeah. it kicks off the mosh bit. And seeing people in the crowd not know that this dude's playing a character for the first half of the song
right, yeah.
is beautiful.
Interesting.
Because you see the crowd get together and be like, should we kick the shit out of this guy? And you're like, oh, no, he's one of us. He's one of us.
Yeah, it's a bit. Yeah, satire is sadly kind of a lost art because when everything's such a fucking joke.
Oh my God, it's so true.
It's hard to see the comedy in it.
Especially when so many people miss the point and these edgelord, you know, people just completely bastardize a beautiful thing like satire. And they go like, oh, I guess it's cool just to have like no consideration for people's feelings or for the way the society is currently, you know?
Yeah, no, context is key in everything.
Speaking of no courtesy at all, Danny Boy opened, which was great.
Mm-hmm.
What a rude gentleman.
Oh, yeah.
just an evil human being.
Well, he's a rock star now.
Yeah, well,
it's true.
I
heard they were on a can.
Oh, yeah, they were on a tear that night, man. We missed you, Johnny. We missed having you at the show, but we rocked extra hard for you.
I'm sad I couldn't be there, but I have to be selective. But it's good to see your guys' faces, and I'm stoked to be able to dig into the album with you right now. So speaking of which, let's cut into some of this. As you were saying before, you guys play a brand of music. I consider Unity music. You call it fight music, but I think it has the same core tenet.
Absolutely.
Of fuck the ones that try to bring you down, and we're there to pick you up. So this is brand new music for you. This, my friends, is the one, the only I can get the fucking computer to work. Jesus Christ. I swear to God, I know what I'm doing. This is Dad Job.
Just for a start.
What do you want?
When do you want it?
Mutated, mutilated. A little different than the guys you dated. My monster's motivated. A roller coaster taking over. So sorry that you met me. The night is young and I'm feeling empty. Don't need too much to send me. Turn the bottle, go full throttle. I swear I wouldn't hurt a fly.
So there you have it. Two brand new tracks from the one and only Dodge Up. That was Creature of Habit, before that fight music off the brand new EP, Hazards of Occupation. I'm joined here in the studio with Cyrus Jesse Death of Die Job, and we're chatting about the new album. So, Hazards of Occupation.
Yes.
What a strange name. What does it mean?
Who named that? Was it you?
I don't think so.
Oh, no, it was me again.
It must have been.
I guess I have to explain myself.
I do have one more question before you explain the name.
Oh, it's a couple-parter.
Yeah, well, I mean, maybe explain the name, then I can ask you about the album artwork.
Uh-huh.
So explain the name.
Okay, sick. Hazards of Occupation, this collection of five songs, it started off as a concept album, and it was going to be fight songs and love songs. Five songs that are labeled fight music, and by fight music, we mean just fighting for what you believe in, perseverance, standing up for the people around you. And then the last half was going to be more introspective, more love songs. Turns out I wrote too many damn songs, so now I don't want to do love songs anymore. You just got the fight songs. You're going to have to find your love somewhere else. Maybe a dating app. I don't know. That's on you.
There you go.
AI.
AI? Oh, I've heard that's good.
Yeah. Find love
in AI. I heard ChatGPT will really like just echo chamber back to you to make you sound like you're
Absolutely.
Always correct.
Oh, yeah. That's got to be good for your brain.
AI is all you need. I think that was John Lennon said that.
I think so, yeah.
AI is all you need.
Yeah.
And Hazards of Occupation, it means a bunch of things to me, but... it kind of goes along with the ethos that Die Job has always been, which, you know, I've always said that Die Job could be spelled die, comma, job. Die Job. It's about dismantling these systems of oppression and even starting in your own mind, dismantling them first, thinking of yourself not as an employee but as an actual living, breathing, creating thing and choosing your own destiny. So when it comes to the word occupation, that's very on brand for us. But there's so many forms of occupation, man, and there's hazards to all of them. You see this all around the world. Forms of government occupying places they shouldn't be occupying. What that leads to, these kind of failed states, these humanitarian crises. So it starts off within yourself, and you can kind of relate it to the everyday job, you know, like, well, this dystopian hellhole I'm living in does kind of make me feel like I need to have a beer before I go to my forklift job, and that's kind of an occupational hazard when you really think about it, but, you know, maybe I'm rambling, or maybe I'm making perfect sense.
No, I think you pick it up. I mean, my thought would be, you just like witty wordplay, but I think there are layers there, and I appreciate you going into depth.
Mostly, I'm just clever and cute.
There you go. The album cover itself, done by the wonderful Steve Kitchen Combination 13.
Yes.
Features under a big top tent, a clown knife fighting a lion, while the bourgeoisie capitalists sit in the crowd and watch.
I thought you had questions about this. You're just perfectly describing it.
Oh yeah, I'm curious. Did you tell Steve what to draw? Like, was this your idea? Or did you let Steve just be like, it's called Hazards of Occupation. He's like, I'm going to draw a lion that stands kind of human, looks like he's wearing gloves, and it surprisingly has no tail.
I said, those are my exact words. I'm like, can it surprisingly have no tail? No, shout out to my boy, Blue Boy Designs. He lives in Edmonton. He's an amazing artist. He actually sent me a photo. So this was based on a real occurrence of some kind of carny circus freak, just like the rest of us, wearing a lion costume.
Okay.
And
so that makes sense why he looks like a man.
There you go.
Okay, I'm following.
This was on purpose.
Yes.
It's all calculated. Clever and cute. Remember. Yeah. Keep that in mind. And it was just this really gritty, seedy, dark-looking photo. And it didn't look fun. It didn't really look like anyone wanted to be there.
Right.
And you just kind of like even like smell the photo from like the 1930s. You're just kind of like, if there's any better representation of not only a complete farce, like a dog and pony show, something that doesn't exist, but actually a very exploitative kind of occurrence.
Right.
You know, neither of these people, first of all, they looked like there was a gun just off the screen, being like, yes, fight for enjoyment, peasants. So that's what it was inspired by. And I reached out to the great Steve Kitchen, who does a bunch of rad art for so many great bands, including the Fomites.
It's true.
Yeah.
Jesse Death's other slime-soaked, pizza-inspired horror skate band. So I figured if anyone could handle kind of the vibe I was getting at, it'd probably be him.
Steve knows what he's doing. That does make a lot of sense why the lion looks like a human.
I'm so glad you picked up on that.
I had questions. I was curious because, like, Steve doesn't make mistakes. And I'm like, it looks like he's wearing gloves and shoes and has pecs and no tail.
Yes.
I feel more informed.
And he does have pecs, actually, now that you're saying that. This is kind of like George Clooney's Batman in lion form, the more I think about it.
Yeah.
It could be a little more nipply, but it's getting there.
I was hoping there would be nipples. I lobbied for 6 good nipples.
Jesse, I promise you nipples later. Take it one step at a time. The night is young.
Here, listen to more Die Job while I figure this shit out.
I'm looking for rent to your self-inflicted gunshot wound. Karma's got enough to you for all the things you do. And this fucking at your door like it's a drug boss, baby. I can agree to see you leave without your severance pay. Keep in mind I hate your kind, so it's a sweat today. Couldn't be happier to hear that you're about to pop. Say what's wrong, like I'm looking forward to your self-inflicted gunshot wound. Boyfriends and broken gun. Gun bullets are for everyone. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. For 101 years you've been the soldier for the genocide. Now you're whining telling me that you feel dead inside. Quit resisting and admit that it is time to die. All the raping and the killing and the pillaging is catching up. Those cuffs are feeling tight, why don't you suck it up? Is it a occupation price you pay for doing your job?